Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I introduced the idea of narrative therapy, which is a therapeutic technique that uses the events in our life by way of storytelling, which allows us to separate ourselves from our problems and see things from new perspectives. With time and practice, and I think the right guidance, honestly, we can start viewing our lives as multi-tiered and full of possibility, which in my experience, when I'm able to see that, I see my resources differently. I see my time differently, and thus I spend my time and my resources differently, shaping my life differently. It's a win-win, baby. And of course, as always, I'm gonna recommend now that you go to an expert and check credentials and experience if you can. And I'm gonna remind you, I'm a comic in a closet, not an expert. But here's how I'm going to apply this type of strategy to my own life, knowing damn well I'm not gonna go search out a narrative therapist right now. Basically, I tried to take some of the explorations and some of the principles underlying the theories given to the therapists to use with their clients and make them into reflective journal prompts, because that's the kind of person I am, an expert of some graft, just not the ones that are needed to do this properly. Anyway, here goes nothing. If you find yourself retelling your narrative and you run into a same old problem, same old conflict, same old situation over and over and over again, one of the techniques is to deconstruct your more problematic and dominant storylines or narratives. The deconstruction technique involves breaking down our problems into smaller, more specific issues that are easier to understand and address. Often, when we look at a whole picture or a whole story of our lives, it can get overwhelming. So by reducing those problems into smaller chunks, we are able to understand the whole picture in a way that isn't so confusing or overwhelming. Because often when we look at our whole picture, we tend to overgeneralize. So this really clarifies what the actual core issues are within those bigger problems that we've tended to overgeneralize and create bigger problems out of. Say I'm struggling with some specific type of intimacy with my partner, and every time I address it, my partner shuts down. That leaves me as an individual with little that I can do. I can't change their behavior and I can't change what I'm craving. That on its own feels really overwhelming. But if I break down the problem into what the roots and the actual specific feelings that I'm getting through this problem are, I might be able to approach it from a new perspective that both honors me and my partner in a way that doesn't feel so much like compromise or giving up, but simply a workaround. Because the reality is, whatever I am lacking in intimacy and communication with my partner results in me feeling unseen, unheard, unloved. But because I am confident and know for a fact my partner wants to make me feel heard and loved because they do love me and they do try to hear me, and with the exception of that obvious disconnect that has been overwhelming my experience and my story, the theme of the story is that I want to feel connected. So by being able to address that need for connection as the base need, I deconstructed my problem, and now I have a base need that needs to be filled, which is much easier than asking a person who is incapable of planning a date night to plan a date night. Instead, I can work with them to create this connection through either educating them on how to plan date nights, if it is that important to me, in a way that can connect us further rather than disconnect us, which is always the fear when it comes down to these types of problems. This is why I think this narrative therapy premise is so good, because it again reaffirms the fact that our problems are the problems, not the people in our lives. And I will say from experience, my relationships became so much less toxic when my partners and I are on the same page that we are not enemies, the problem is the enemy. And by treating the effects of the problem, sometimes we can work around the problem entirely. And I personally love the idea of this tool. I know for a fact I've used it a lot in my life with reframing, and I've referenced ideas of it in episodes of the podcast past, but it is nice to know and be confirmed that smarter people than me have created entire, fledged out and researched therapeutic techniques about it. So next time you find yourself telling the same story over and over or getting caught in a similar conflict, try deconstructing it by, instead of pruning the surface of the problem, really digging deep into the roots to get to the foundation of what that stressful event or pattern is created by. And if you find that your answer keeps coming back to another person's bad behavior, I will encourage you to go further and deconstruct how you interact with that behavior, and if there are any roots to the problem that can be shifted or reframed to better fit your narrative that you'd rather have as an outcome, by really starting to address the roots and the foundations of your problems rather than just picking all the weeds constantly and wondering why they don't stop popping up. So I did speed through this script a little faster than planned, and as a result, I want to share one more technique with you, which is the unique outcomes technique. This one's a little more complicated because it involves us rewriting our own storylines to construct our experiences in a way that creates more meaning through intentionally creating a more positive and functional identity. And this isn't just thinking positively or rewriting a happy ending for everything. It's getting specific to your story and choosing more life-affirming choices from that. The highlight here is we are not avoiding the problems. We are simply reimagining them so that our quote-unquote solutions or our reactions to those problems come from a more intentional and well quote-unquote written place. I do highly recommend approaching this technique with a lot of care. This one can be definitely more tender and can easily evolve into things like spiritual bypassing or just avoidance altogether. And that ain't gonna fix shit. I'll tell you that. I have avoided problems a long time and it does not fix them. All right, y'all. Real talk. I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.